理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 13.
建交业务关系。
Establishing business relations. Section A, listening. 1. Pre-listening vocabulary.
Up to date.
Proceed with.
Extensive.
Business connection.
Conclude a deal.
Fundamental.
Counterpart.
Chamber of Commerce.
Trade directory.
Commercial Counselor's Office.
Business Houses of the Same Trade.
Prospective Customer.
Circular.
Line of Business.
Reference.
Courteous.
Goodwill.
2. Hush, then listen.
In the business world, there is a saying, no customer, no business.Just as a factory needs up-to-date machinery and equipment to proceed with production, a firm needs extensive business connections to maintain and expand business activities. This is especially true of an international business firm. International business begins with the establishment of business relations, which is the most important step to conclude a deal with a new connection abroad,and also the fundamental step toward opening up a new overseas market. To establish business relations, a firm must, first of all, find out whom it's going to deal with. Detailed information of its counterparts abroad must be obtained. Generally, such information can be obtained through the following channels: banks, chambers of commerce in foreign countries, trade directory,Commercial Counselor's Office in foreign countries, business houses of the same trade, advertisements, trade shows, or even old customers. Having obtained such information as the desired names and addresses of the prospective customers from any of the above sources, the firm may start sending letters or circulars telling him how his name is known, the wish to establish business relations, lines of business,and the firm's references. Any letter of this nature must be concise and courteous so as to create goodwill and leave a good impression on the reader.
Section B, speaking up. 1. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Having done some lucrative business at the Guangzhou Trade Fair, Mr. Hugh Kell is pleased to come to Dalian,for the establishment of business relations with Mr. Jiang Shui, sales manager of Inter Trading Company.
Mr. Hugh Kell.
Mr. Jiang Shui. 2. Practical dialogue.
Good morning. My name is Hugh Kell, import manager of SAC Trading Company in New York. Here is my business card. The purpose of my coming here is to establish business relations with you.
Oh, that's good. These days I have met so many businessmen from abroad who are willing to enter into business relations with us.
Mr. Jiang, we have done some lucrative business at the Guangzhou Trade Fair. Having compared goods made in your country with those of others, we found yours are satisfactory. What impresses me most is the quality and price.
What do you intend to purchase from us this time?
Our company is specializing in textiles.Through the courtesy of the Commercial Counselor's Office of the American Embassy in Beijing, we have learned that you specialize in export business of textiles, and you have enjoyed the highest reputation in the commercial circles.
It's very nice of you to say so. It's our principle to do business with others according to the international practice. Our textile products have been exported to more than 100 countries and regions,and have been enjoying great popularity and selling well.
Yeah, purchasers say that the quality and variety of your textile products are very attractive. That's why I come to talk with you.
As for establishing business relations, we'll be glad to do whatever we can.
Mr. Jiang, although our company is a newly established one, we have a good financial position. Here is the address and contacts of our banker.
Thank you.2. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Mr. Jack Ehren has come to China to make business contacts with Great Wall Electronics Company. Mr. Shang Yiming, assistant of the sales manager, meets him.
Mr. Jack Ehren.
Mr. Shang Yiming. 2. Practical dialogue.
Your products have obtained unanimous approval in the international market. We have had many opportunities to see that your firm is a reliable one.
Thank you for saying so.
So we are willing to establish long-term business relations with you.
Your desire coincides with ours. You have rich experience in marketing and a large number of customers. It's very beneficial for us to establish long-term business relations with you.
While you have the advanced technology, personnel, and expertise in serving the needs of the market, it's helpful for us to develop new market.
We are sure that the business between us will be greatly expanded in the years to come.
You can say that again. Okay, let me just return to the subject. We'd like to introduce other product line of yours into our market. That is, Great Wall brand Gentle Breeze Intelligent Fans, because it has good quality and functions with beautiful color and design.
That's just what we're longing for. You're really helping us a lot.
Just for our friendship and mutual benefit. May I ask for the catalog, prospectuses, and price list for further study?
Sure, here you are. And these are the pictures of our latest model.
Thank you very much.
4. Vocabulary aid. Dialogue 1.
Business card.
Lucrative.
Specialize in.
Textile.
Through the courtesy of.
Commercial Counselor's Office of the American Embassy in Beijing.
Commercial Circle.
International Practice.
Popularity.
Variety.
Financial Position.
Contacts.
Dialogue 2.
Unanimous.
Approval.
Long-term business relations.
Coincide with.
Custom.
Beneficial.
Expertise.
Mutual benefit.
Prospectus.